I am so excited about this upcoming interview with Monica Adams. We're going to be diving deep into modern feminism, divine feminine deception, traditional roles in relationships, how to get back into reading scripture. It's a pretty deep episode, and it's actually just a preview. The full episode is going to be available for my members only on Selectra.com. We'll be kicking off on February 1st. And this episode's kind of a preview of what we're going to be talking about this month in our membership. In the membership, you'll get exclusive teachings, content. It's a lot more in-depth than what I share in the podcast. The podcast is definitely more of like PG-13 with the level of insight and the level of depth. But the membership is where I go a lot deeper into spiritual topics, a lot deeper into my own personal perspective of what it means to be a modern woman of God and to have a queen mindset. So the theme of the month of February for our membership is going to be all about influence and impact. Our membership opens on January 27th and we start on February 1st, where you're going to be getting a monthly magazine and two kingdom classes. So if you want to learn more about the membership, go to www.selectra.com, and that's where you'll also get access to the full interview with Monica Adams. But let's get into it. I'll talk to you at the end of the episode. Welcome back to the Feminine Frequency Podcast. So we were talking about like the questions that we have, like, and how the questions don't stop. And I was asking you about like, what is your perspective on kind of like from a non-religious, non-Christ-based point of view on the lack of women in the Bible, or our place in scripture, our place in the role of our faith? Like, what is your perspective on it now as you are entering into the kingdom? Like, how are you seeing that perspective shift and change for you now?
You know, what's interesting is we were talking about appetite, right? Yeah. And my appetite changed. Like before, you know, I was operating from like this archetype of like, I'm a boss babe. I would never admit it, but I was.
And I
was
know, same. From, you know,
a lot of things that are like really glorified right now. And once I came back to Christ, I actually, what I did desire was exactly what the Bible said. Mm. And it wasn't forced. You know, I'm in a relationship now and I love making him meals and yeah. I love serving it to him. Like I genuinely love that. It doesn't feel like it's a demeaning thing. It feels purposeful. It yeah. feels good. It feels wholesome. And I feel like God, you know, he has a sense of order, which is why everything is perfect by his design. And his yeah. order is like, you know, the man is the head of the house. And we really do want that. We want the protector. We want someone to make the decisions. You know, we want someone that's the head of the house. And it's not to say that we are less or less than that. Like, it's just different and it's still important. But I think for me, it shifted, and it shifted to a way where I felt a deeper understanding and it didn't feel less than at all, like yeah. not even in the slightest bit.
Yeah, I think a lot of that is programming. And I think it was programming of the enemy to kind of get us out of order. Because when things are mm-hmm. out of order, then we're not in that direct like form of the way that creation was intended to be. You know, I definitely, over the past couple of years, even what led me to create this podcast, which has definitely shifted a lot throughout my personal revelations of Christ, but I always felt like there was something off in the way that women were being programmed, you know, and I was like, what does it really mean to be in your feminine? And I know that there's a lot of new age deception around that word, like, you know, the divine feminine rising and all of that, which I was definitely a part of, you know, and, you know, Lord, forgive me, but I'm definitely understanding the importance of understanding our role as women. As you are now in this partnership and you're, you know, you're kind of operating more in that like nurturing, like mother energy, how do you feel like it changes your relationship with men in general, like the way that you see men in today's world as you shift more into that style of partnership?
That's a great question. You know, I'm really grateful. I thank God so much for this relationship, because before we met, we were both in prayer of like, God, like, let our next relationship, like I was saying, like let my next partner like come through you. And so I just have this deep understanding, and our foundation is God. Our foundation, we read the Bible every morning. And yeah.
So
And it's beautiful. It's really beautiful. And you know, with him specifically, like he is a godly man and he takes care of me. And there's just this it's a there's just this natural organic way that we operate where there's no, we were talking about this the other day, like there's no tit for tat. It's not like, oh, you did this for me, so I'm gonna do this for you, or I expect this from you. And there's like literally there's none of that. And it's just in this organic way of working together as partners that just works.
it
And I
just
feel like
works.
it just works. And I feel like there's so much deception. And I loved what you said too, of just like when it's inverted, when it's not aligned, when it's kind of backwards, like this is where the enemy comes in to try to confuse us. It's not confusing. It's not confusing. You know, like man and a woman, it's not confusing. It's not hard to understand. And right now there's a lot of confusion around that. And when you come back, when you just come back to basics, it's just like, oh, this works. Who would have thought?
Exactly. It works. What is your opinion on women who have a more of like a hyper feminist perspective on the dynamic of relationships, you know, and are very resistant to the idea that a woman should be submitting to her partner, to her husband, to her man? Like, what is your thoughts on that and today's culture of that current trend of I guess like high level feminism. Like, would you even consider yourself to still be a feminist?
No,
Let's
I wouldn't.
get into
And
it.
I would ask them, are you tired?
Oh my
Are
God.
you exhausted? It's because you're operating from a place that isn't you, I'll use their words, like your highest alignment. And it's so hard to hear this. Like it is so hard to hear this. Like I get that. I get that you probably want to turn this off. I get that you're going to be like, we've been brainwashed, right? And I'm just here to tell you, like, I know. I know. And I would say, you know, yeah, there's a really good video. It's going to be hard to watch, but there's a good video called
Third
the Third
Adam, Third Eye
Adam.
Adam, the
Yes.
Divine Feminine.
Yes.
Oh my God, Monica, I'm telling you, when I watched that video, it messed me up for like at least a month. And every time I watched it with my close friend of mine, and we were trying to show it to other women, and they were just like, no, shut it off. This is, but the Lord literally had me sit down and really receive that video. It's called, I'll leave it in the show notes, guys. It's called like Third Adam, Divine Feminine Rising. It's about essentially what we're talking about. I cannot believe you watched that. I just feel like, yes, I wish more women understood.
Yeah, and I think it's like it's not, here's the thing, because when you come to this, it really feels, listen, I'll say two things. It's like when you first come to Christ, you don't feel good. And the new age wants you to feel good. You do not feel good because you realize that you're a sinner and no one wants to accept that. And we are. And it actually is very liberating. We talk about liberation in the new age. It's the most liberating thing because you realize you need God. It's not all on you. It's not personal development. It's not just you. You have God. God is your savior, who came down to allow you to realize you do sin and that you are forgiven, but you have to recognize that you're a sinner. And we talk about trauma so much in that kind of space. It's like, where do you think it starts from? It starts from sin. You know, people who inflict trauma on other people is because they're in sin. And we don't dislike the person. Like, we're not coming at feminists. We're coming at the sin. I love all humans. Like, I love every single person. I didn't know either, you know, and I don't not love the past version of me who was in deception. You know, I love her. I don't like the sin.
Exactly. And also,
And it's
it's
not
realizing
about women. It's not that women did this.
exactly. It's also realizing that we're vessels here on this planet, right? And because we are vessels, we can have spirits moving through us to carry out things that are beyond our understanding. And I think when we are talking about these spirits, it may sound like sometimes we're talking about a group of people, but we're talking about these systems, these principalities, these false powers that are moving through other people and deceiving the masses. And I think one of the greatest deceptions that are out there, and it's still kind of permeating in those spaces of New Age and women who are in that world, is just kind of like the inversion on what the divine order is supposed to be. I don't believe that we are meant to be like men, you know, and that does not mean that we won't have masculine qualities in us, but God has created us to do specific things. That's why I think even if you are coming into the new age and you're like, I don't know where to start, just start with Genesis and just literally start by reading like the creation of like, you know, God created Adam to, you know, tend to the land and, you know, like to what's the word, have dominion and to rule and to govern systems. And women were here to be like that divine help, that counterpart of support, right? But when we are trying to be like them, then where is the support? Then they're going to be turning to all of these different systems and these different industries to find that support. And so definitely not attacking women who identify as feminists, but I think it's so important to just be objective and observe. Like you said, are you tired? That's so good. That's so good. Yeah, so what are your perspectives on traditional roles? Like, where are you currently thinking about in that mindset of what it means to be in a traditional role in your relationship?
I would say it goes back to what I was saying before, where it just works, and I know it's just not of this world anymore. You know, it's not of this world anymore, and it's something that's true. Like, true is not hard to understand, and I think that we've been exposed and ex deceived to realize there's these ideas that have crept in, and when we really step back, we realize how dangerous they are. Ideas like there's no right and wrong. What's your truth? There's absolutely a right and a wrong. There is. And there is not everyone has a truth. That's false. Therefore, there's no truth. If everything is true, then by definition, there's nothing that's true. Truth is, you can't, it's something that you just can't argue. And I think right now there's a lot of argue and there's a lot of emotions that are very heightened around certain topics. And feelings can get us into trouble because they are fleeting and they're not true. We experience this every day. You can have a feeling in the morning and a feeling in the afternoon, like they're very fleeting. But when we act on our feelings and we base truth off of our feelings, it's not sound doctrine. It's just not truth. And it's actually very jarring to realize people, that the dictionary has changed the definition of woman.
No, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
People cannot
It's crazy.
define woman right now. There's a whole documentary called What is a Woman,
I
and no
know by
one will
Matt
define
Walsh.
it.
I love, 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 love that documentary. Because it shows the bizarre and peculiar time period that we are in, if we cannot all be in agreement of a absolute truth of just what it is, does it mean to be a woman? If we're not all in agreement of that, then what time period are we actually in?
And
It's
it just it
yeah.
it's perverted. It's really perverted, and it starts to lead us down even more paths. People think that they're animals. People are identifying as cats. That's not true. You are not an animal. That's just
But what
not
if I'm coming from
true.
the perspective of, but it's my personal truth. It's
It
my.
doesn't matter. You are in delusion. You're in delusion. And if we can't say that nowadays, we're in danger. We have to be able to say these things. Doesn't matter if you feel like a cat, you are not.
So what about, because a lot of people, because Jesus is a very popular thing to talk about, even
Oh,
in the
yeah.
age. I definitely notice a lot of people use like Christ consciousness and, you know, but Jesus is all loving and he would accept everything for what it is. What are your thoughts on people who can meet you with that argument of like, but you're not being loving and wasn't Jesus being loving, you know?
Yeah. Oh, this is so good. So there's a false Jesus that's out there,
Let's
a
go.
really
Let's
big
go.
false Jesus who's all loving, who's all accepting, who would be, four things that he absolutely would not be for. And it's because people don't read the Bible and people cherry pick scriptures and they lean on other people to understand Jesus Christ. Read the Bible. Like, get it into your own hands. You talk people, because there's a lot of things in the New Age that actually are like actually helping Christianity, I believe. Like
In what way?
radical responsibility, take ownership. Take ownership of your spirituality. Read the Bible. Don't leave it up to other people's hands. And if when you read the Bible, man, Jesus was not all loving and all accepting. He talked about sin. He talked about repentance. He talked about, so much more than love and peace. He was a love and peaceful person, but he put people in their face left and right. He flipped over tables. Like he was hated in his time because he talked about so much. Like he was not, with the culture at all. And I think that's the Jesus we get to know. Like Jesus said himself, he's like, I did not come here to bring peace. I came here to bring a sword. And it's to bring truth, like the sword of truth. And there's a lot in when you read what Jesus said for himself. If you believe in Jesus, believe in what he said about himself. And what he said about himself was that he's not a teacher, he's not an ascended master, he is the Son of God and God, the triune God. He literally, we God came down to earth,
Let's
y'all.
go.
He came down to earth. So many people are obsessed with let's become like God. We're made in God image. How about God came down to be in human form to school us and we're still not listening? And I think we've gotten really far, but I think like we're also gone far down deception. We need to start coming back, which I'm excited to see more people are coming back to Christ, myself included. Like I did not know. I just did not know. And it's a false Jesus. Jesus is actually like he's a truth slayer and he talks about sin and he talks about hell and he talks about, false teachings and how people are going to have many teachers that they follow that itch their own ears because it's like, it's nice to hear that God is all loving. It's nice to hear that Jesus is all accepting. No, he's not. He calls you to repent and he calls you to glorify him and only him.
So true. I think I really want to double down on what you said about there being like a false Jesus. I do believe that there's two different Jesus's figures that are being preached to the world. And I feel like unless you have taken that time period to discover and seek him for yourself, it is so easy to be deceived, especially if you are listening to this and you're coming out of the new age. You are in such a vulnerable position to be deceived if you are not actively seeking him out for yourself and not even relying on women like me and Monica. We're just here to kind of like, hey, wake up, like let's really do this. But I think it's so important to seek scripture, to seek the Bible, to open it up. And I remember in the beginning when, God started call, like it's been years for me. I grew up in the faith, so I'm grateful to have the foundation principles of Christianity. But I know that the Lord has been trying to get me to come back home for a minute. And I remember about a year ago, God was like, you got to start reading the Bible. And I was like, ugh, the Bible. Like, I just want to watch this YouTube video. I just want to listen to this scripture. What was your experience like opening the scriptures again? Did you have resistance in the beginning?
Oh, totally. And it's so interesting because, I was so open, but like turned off by the Bible. Like, oh, that seems hard. That's long. Like, what? Like, I don't understand this
Me
thing.
too.
And, that's why I started something called the 1 Year Bible, and I invited people to come join me on this. Like you said, I'm along on this journey too, and I don't claim to understand and know everything. I definitely don't. And it's 1 Year Bible, and it's so good because it breaks down the Bible in a way that you can read it in one full year. And I think the New Testament is definitely easier to digest, but when you understand the Old Testament as well, like before Jesus came, it amplifies the New Testament because you see how like it has been prophesized for so long that he would come and teach us. And There's a lot to learn. And so it is hard. I'm not gonna lie, it's hard, but you get so much. And I finally understand why they call it the living word, because you
Yes.
really do feel God speaking to you.
Yes. You can read, literally, there will be moments where I would go back and revisit something I read 2 months ago or 3 months ago, and I would read it completely differently now, as if God was trying to give me an updated version of understanding and wisdom and knowledge with literally one sentence. It could be like one sentence, not even like the whole Bible. Where did you open up to first? Do you remember where God was leading you to in the beginning when you started opening up scriptures?
Matthew. I really love
Really?
Matthew. Yeah, I
Oh.
really do. I started with Genesis too, once I just read the Bible, but for something, there's something about Matthew that really gets to me. And I was brought to my knees when I read for the first time. Jesus said, when they hate you, remember they hated me first. For 2 days, I like lost it. I cried to think that God was hated, to think that we, as humanities called him a demon, like said he was, all the things he wasn't, and killed him. Like, it just brings me to my knees how much we're deceived on this realm, and how much he loves us at the same time. But
Yes.
Matthew gets me for sure.
Have you been watching The Chosen?
I haven't. I have mixed feelings. I don't know if it's really sound. I know they've taken a lot of like creative liberties. So I can't say because I haven't watched it, but I've heard kind of mixed reviews about it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I would definitely watch it with like a inspecting eye, but I do appreciate I appreciate entertainment in the form that it could help guide people who are in the in-between to kind of seek God for themselves. For me, when I opened up scriptures for the first time, like really like allowed myself to sit there and like sit in the confusion, because it's so confusing when you open it up. I'm like, what am I even reading? Like who what
How
are
do I
these
even pronounce
names?
this?
Like, yes, I'm like, what names, places? I was definitely led to Proverbs. And I was led to studying wisdom, because in scripture, wisdom is personified as a woman, so is understanding. And for me, I knew that that was God's way of telling me, like, hey, you can find yourself in these scriptures. Like, you just have to seek, and I will show you. And understanding, like, it's not about male or female. Like, God can manifest his wisdom and knowledge in so many different ways. He takes on the role of whoever he's moving through. But for me, it was definitely the book of Proverbs. Proverbs got me to fall in love with the Bible, but I definitely know in the beginning it was so hard for me to read the scriptures. I remember I would listen to people talk about the Bible. I'm just like I'm all down for Jesus, but like the
Yep.
Bible. The
Well,
Bible.
my partner started with Proverbs too, actually. Wisdom. That's it. That's
That's, I
exactly where he
mean,
started.
yeah,
He
there's
loves,
something
he always
about.
says it.
Yeah, there's something about that book. What is it about Matthew that spoke to you directly? Did you start to see yourself and find your identity in those scriptures?
I think for me, it was definitely easier to read than Genesis, because I started with both. Like, I would read some Genesis, then I would go to Matthew. And what's interesting is that I have a tattoo of a scripture, and it's Matthew 7:7. And so for me, I feel like I've always had like a something about Matthew has always really reigned true to me. And that scripture is, ask and you will find, seek and you ask and the answer will be given to you, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be open to you. And so there's something about Matthew that has always stuck out to me. It's easier for me to digest, and it's the New Testament, so it is about Jesus. So it's like it's kind of like the part where like, yes, give me the Jesus part.
Yes. And my advice to any woman who's listening to this, it's like, just ask God to lead you and to guide you, because that's the beautiful thing about scripture. It deepens your personal relationship with God. The living word is the way that God, in my opinion, this is what I believe, that's the way that God truly starts to reveal himself to you individually on a personal level. So is there any advice that you have for a woman who could be listening to this, who is still in the new age but has curiosity of Jesus Christ and curiosity of the faith? Is there any advice that you would give to her if she's battling through any kind of confusion?
I would say stay open. You probably most likely have some level of resistance to all of this, and I think that's natural to have. And I'm not even honestly, like, it's like I love what you said before, like, don't look to me or to you or like any, like, just ask Jesus Christ to touch your heart and
Oh,
to
yeah.
reveal to you what you need to be revealed to you. If you've heard of Jesus, if you were just like, yeah, I have a connection with Jesus Christ, just do that and see what happens. That's what I would say, because that's really it. Like, he's the one that's going to come into your heart and show you so much.
Yeah.
And it's really, what I would say is, like, it is the most beautiful thing you'll ever have. Everything that you're seeking in all these different places that you think you're like, I've had these experiences and I've had all of this and like I'm good, you have no idea what you're about to embark on if you ask Jesus Christ to touch your heart.
Oh, I love that so much. I love that so much. Monica, where can everyone find you to tap deeper into what you're doing into the world?
Yeah, so Instagram, it's Monica Adams. I took about 1,000 posts down, so there's
Me
not much on
too.
there anymore.
Me too. Literally, even with this podcast, I had almost 100 episodes. I deleted like everything. So
I'm
it's
so
okay. We're
proud of
reborn.
you.
We do it
I'm
again.
so proud of you, and it's so beautiful to connect with you because I remember meeting you and we were so in the spirituality and rocking
I
it and looking good in it.
know.
And
Y'all,
to like meet you back here.
when I physically met Monica in person, we were at this party. I mean, like, we were in the scene. We were definitely in the scene. Oh my gosh. So yes, you said Instagram, Monica. What is your Instagram?
At it's Monica Adams. And if you would like to join this Bible group, you're more than welcome to join. It's 100% free. We meet on Sundays. Every day you read the scriptures that are in the 1 year Bible, which is a specific way of reading the Bible. And then on Sundays we meet and we just talk. And there's a lot of people from all different backgrounds. There's people that are in the new age, coming out of the new age, been Christians for their whole life. Like, it's a good mix of people. So understanding the Bible becomes even more enricher because we share and we have questions there too. But we're a loving community that's just like, let's understand Christ. So if you're curious, join us over there. Link is in my bio.
I love it so much. And again, y'all remember when I started reading the Bible in the beginning, I've had a lot of resistance, and now I'm like, I have an appetite for it. So just like allow God to cleanse your palate, give you new hunger for the truth, and see how he sets you free. Thank you so much, Monica, for tapping into the feminine frequency. I am sending you so much love, and I appreciate your boldness in your walk. I loved this conversation. Thank you so
Me
much.
too. Thank you. Ooh, so good. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of The Feminine Frequency. If you want to hear the full episode, make sure you join our monthly membership. Enrollment opens on January 27th, but we officially start on February 1st. The Selectra membership is a private members group where we dive a lot deeper into spiritual conversations like this, kingdom partnerships, finances, modern femininity. And the spiritual conversations are a lot more in depth. I kind of keep it surface level on the podcast just because I know a lot of people who could be listening to this might not really be interested in the level of depth. So if you're interested in diving deeper, this theme of the month of February is going to be all about influence and impact. We'll be studying women like Jackie Kennedy and how she parallels to Eve as the first lady. So our kingdom classes will be about the first lady revelation, how to embody the first lady archetype, how to expand your influence and your impact as a woman of God, and how to get more clear on your role of service. If these topics are something that interests you, go to www.selectra.com, enroll now, and we officially kick off on February 1st. That's when our digital magazine will be released, and our Kingdom class starts on February 7th, and we'll have another one towards the end of the month as well. And so I'm so excited about this membership. Again, if you want to hear this podcast in its entirety, that's where you can find it. I'll talk to you guys soon, and I'll see you in the next episode.